we're launching a campaign today for the Northwest. It's called Patients Deserve Better, and it's highlighting the shortage of neurology nurse specialists in the neurology service in Sligo. And as you say, that doesn't just affect the Sligo neurology service, it affects the surrounding counties that use the service. Donegal, the entire Northwest really is dependent on that single centre in Sligo. Our campaign is focusing on neurology nurses because they provide that vital one-to-one support for people living with neurological conditions throughout the Northwest. At the moment, there are three nurses in post. There should be seven, and that's just based on the minimum international recommendations.
Given the journey times people face travelling from areas particularly of North and West Donegal to Sligo, there are outreach clinics held at Letterkenny University Hospital and elsewhere in the county, but because of the shortage of nurses in Sligo, that's affecting the ability of the service to actually fully provide enough outreach clinics to cut down journey times for people who may need that service very badly.
Absolutely, and at the moment the consultants are completely overstretched. The consultant neurologist in Sligo has to be completely overstretched. They're only being able once or twice a month to do clinics in Letterkenny Hospital. And that is, as you say, in order to prevent people having to travel. If there were the appropriate complement of nurses in place in Sligo, which is seven, those nurses would potentially be able to travel and do those clinics, freeing up the neurologist's time, reducing the waiting list, and making sure that people throughout the Northwest have the service that's available in other parts of the country, that they're not disenfranchised just because of where they live.
Is the issue money or is the issue inability to get staff?
The issue really is funding of post. There's a shortage of over 100 neurology nurses throughout Ireland, and that's really because the posts haven't been funded, and that has a knock-on effect on patients. The neurology waiting list now stand nationally at 23,000. There's over 900 people waiting on a neurologist for the Sligo neurology service, and over 500 of those have been waiting for more than 18 months, which when you're concerned with brain related symptoms, the earlier you get diagnosed, the earlier you commence treatment is absolutely critical. So we really have to look at getting those waiting lists down on getting a proper neurology service for people throughout the Northwest.